Day 31, March 26, 2021. Let us continue. The topics which we traverse are meant to stimulate your mind as well as your soul. These topics are meant to activate the principles and particles in you to become active and function in their proper manner, releasing the vibratory field which you have previously spoken a desire to reach. With that, let us talk of step 66 in this process of ours. Step 66, it is time to release the preconceived notion of what should be and start working towards the ideals of what has to be. We say this in all strictness and fairness, but it must be said. Many of you hang on to definitions and realities which no longer exist. You try to build your structure with resources which have gone out of stock or were meant for a different era. To that we say you are foolish. Why build the house with sticks and stones when love and light are right at your feet? But many of you do not choose to recognize or realize what is right at your feet, what is in front and around you. You would rather wear blinders and pay attention to what your neighbor says is available to you than open your eyes and have the truth be seen with your own faculties. To this is what we speak. We speak of removing the blindfold and seeing the truth for what it is. Not a reality subdivided into categories and into form and function based of definitions from years past, but a reality based on the ideas and creations of your present reality. We ask you to remove your blindfold and see your world for what it really is. Not a division of people, but a field of potential. We are done on that topic for now. Let us move on to step 67. We ask that you seal the walls of your house in a coat of paint filled with love and light. We ask that this seal be strong and hold firm for many years, many centuries to come. Now we know there are some definitions which need to come through here because we are now speaking of love and light and the new age radars are pinging. Yes, we use these terms and yes, we mean them, but we mean the definition that is inherent within each core aspect of the word, not the form and function they have been given in recent generations. For love we speak of a field of opportunities which exists in all men. A field that is made up of universal life force and potential. This is as simple as we can be in this definition, and it is a topic that has been discussed endlessly in this text. It is the definition of light which we wish to speak to today. Light is the appearance of brightness after being in the dark. It is the removal of the blindfold that you have placed upon your eyes to see the truth in front of you. And to this is what we speak. A light of true understanding and wisdom. That is the light in which we ask you to coat your house, and that is the light in which we speak. We say that there is no need to continue this build of our housing structure without this step of adding love and light as a coat of paint to the outside. And for those saying we need to add our roof before we add our paint, we ask that you release your preconceived notions of what a house should look like and accept the way this house is destined to be. We ask that you coat your house in love and light, in this field of divine potential and understanding, so that the roof that we place on this structure next will be of its truest form and potential. Yes, we will speak of the roof, but not until we choose to, and that is not in this moment in time. Let us move forward for today to step 68. When you enter your house, do so with a heart full of love and a spirit that is ready to accept what is and what will be, for it is useless to walk into the house of God and expect miracles which have no place in the world you have created. We ask that you be of love and allow the potential and promise of love to flow through you. This is a simple ask that we make of you, but one that we continue to make. For our roof to be placed onto of this structure you have built, you will need to be in your highest state, you will need to vibrate with the promise of potential and possibilities, for to put a roof on a built structure is not always an easy task. These are the words we give you, and this is the truth in which we speak. We desire only for a love frequency and potential to engulf all those who choose to accept it. It is through this frequency and potential that all things true are created and enjoyed. And this is what we ask of you. With that we will end for today. We see the glory of your God in your eyes and in your hands, and we ask that you remove your blindfold and see the glory which is present and manifest in all things. Blessed be.